News Talks at B. It is now 24 to 6 o'clock. Time for the huddle. And we have once again Josie Pagani. Hello, Josie. Yep. Hello, Josie.
Hi, Larry.
And we've got Mike Yardley in Christchurch. G'day, Mike.
Hello there, Larry.
All right, Josie, to you first. Issue number one, two new polls out over the weekend. We have the Morgan and TV One. Both show National sort of holding around 48, 50%. Labor not advancing. Not advancing, Josie. The TV One poll had New Zealand First doing okay. What's your take on this? Is it too early to take much notice, or is there some danger for Labor here?
Absolutely there's danger for Labor. This is an unchanged poll for years now, Larry. I mean, that's the thing. And you have to ask why. Why are they not going up? And for me, it's obvious that they're focusing on the wrong things. So the anti-TPP protests have failed. Targeting people with Chinese-sounding surnames and blaming them for the housing crisis in Auckland failed. Criticising Richie McCaw for his choice on the flag doesn't change anybody's vote. So all of those things are just distractions when they should be focusing on the stuff that does differentiate them from National, which is, I mean, you might hate it, Larry, but free tertiary education, backing small business, ideas to raise wages. This is why the Labor Party exists, not to be anti-trade.
And that hasn't worked either.
Won't vote for them.
Yeah, well, the free tertiary, the state pays for 75% of tertiary education now. So anyway, look, the attack dog mentality I maintain, Mike, it doesn't work for them.
I disagree with Josie, Larry, because if you look at a couple of the issues she pointed to, failing for Labor, they are working for New Zealand First. The flag fuss, and also this issue about foreign investors in New Zealand. And interestingly, as I think you've alluded to, Larry, this big fat bribe over free tertiary fees, that has not worked for Labor. That was a hell of a big cannon to fire so early in this term, and they're still flatlining. So I think Labor have got real problems. I just think it's a perception problem amongst middle New Zealand that Labor still has not got its act together. It's not a happy, functional family unit, and people don't trust it to govern.
But I think, Mike, the thing about the tertiary education, you're absolutely right, didn't make a blind bit of difference. But part of the reason was it was completely overshadowed by half the MPs going out on anti-TPP marches and Jane Kelsey coming to talk to the Labor MPs and Labor staff about trade, for goodness sake. Now, what is it that four former Labor Party leaders couldn't have told that Labor caucus? Why did they have to turn to someone like Jane Kelsey, who, I mean, last time I looked, Donald Trump is against TPP. So if the Labor Party thinks it's on the same side as Donald Trump when it comes to global trade, I'm sorry, but you're not doing the best for working New Zealanders.
Right, and the other thing, Mike, is, so, I mean, you just take a couple of cases over the weekend. They kind of attack Richie McCaw for backing a change in the flag, all right? And the other one was they get stuck into Judith Collins for marching in the Pride Parade and with the police. Well, she is the police minister. I mean, what is the point? And as I've said in a column in the Herald, And the Labor, they have a float there, and it's got the Tino Rangatiratanga flag on it, for God's sake. You know, ask yourself.
Yeah, I know. They're just petty attacks, and it's not going to give them traction. I personally am a bit disappointed that Andrew Little hasn't been able to give Labor the morale booster in the polls because, you know, go back a year or so when we had this whole leadership round again, he did look like he had, you know, the potential goods to lift Labor out of the doldrums. He's going nowhere.
But you summed it up, Larry. There isn't a single political movement in history that doesn't succeed by being positive. You never succeed by being negative. I mean, just look at the civil rights movement, Nelson Mandela. I mean, you could go through a whole list of them. They make people feel good. You have a vision. You're positive. You've got a sense of the future. So if you're barking at every car, and that's what Labor's been doing, just, you know, whether it's flag, TPP, whether it's the Aotearoa Beach. I mean, every issue that comes up, it's like, I mean,
sniping,
the dog has lost its voice. The dog is barking and it can barely be heard. So I think it's a real wake-up call for Labor. They've got to return to why it is the Labor Party exists in the first place, because they're not differentiating themselves from National, they're differentiating themselves from the Labor Party.
Yeah, but, Josie, they're not listening because they're controlled by the unions now, aren't they? And so they've moved further to the left, and we all know that elections are won in the middle. There's more middle-class people in the country. They can't be bothered with all of this sort of stuff.
There's one thing about that,
middle New Zealand.
think it's really important is that I worry, and for me, I mean, here I am, a Labor person criticising Labor, but the intellectual decline in Labor, they don't encourage people like me or people who might have a different view on the TPP to come in and have a debate. You know, just may the best idea win.
But interestingly, the Greens are going down as well, isn't it? I mean, the left is in disarray. The Greens went down in that poll over the weekend as well.
I'm quite surprised at that because I think James Shaw has had a good start. But I think a lot of it's under the radar. He's talking to business. He's talking to people. He's talking to community leaders. But
before we take a break, let's just have a listen to see what John Key says about the poll.
We're travelling well. I think people can see the economy's doing well. And on a relative basis, you look around the rest of the world, New Zealand's going very, very well. So, you know, there's always challenges, but, our numbers look strong.
All right. Numbers do look strong, Mike, don't they?
Totally. Can't disagree with that.
All right. We'll come back in just a moment. Joseph Bagani and Mike Yardley on the huddle this evening. It is now 18 to 6.
When you want a roof that comes with an impressive 50-year warranty,